Well, hello everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am one of your co-hosts, and my name is Jim Sumaria.
Yes, you are, and I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, backstories, opinions, and interviews covering all genres of rock music from the 1950s to present day.
Mark and I are authors of the book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and you could buy it at the following places: the Arcata Theater Rock Store in St. Charles, Val's Halla Records in Oak Park, Rolling Stone Records in Norwich, and Black Circle Records all the way up there in Lake Geneva, or you could buy it online at my website, jimsumariaphoto.com. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by the master of the PC and musical keyboards, the maestro himself, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Don't forget, master of the Mac, too.
Yes, you are. You're well, amazing.
Well, anyway, speaking of maestros, Jim, that also applies to you and a 35mm camera. You've had quite the career in both the music and corporate worlds.
35mm camera?
Yeah.
That's film. I'm digital now.
Shows you. You know, shows you what I know.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to take it back.
Well, get to the 21st century, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, don't listen to my judgment. Yeah.
No. Well, today is a very special day. You know why, Mark?
Tell us.
I will tell us. Because it's our two-year anniversary on the show. And just about to the day, it's also our 100th show.
Yeah, but you were the maestro of the 35mm camera back in the day.
I was.
See, so I wasn't totally wrong.
Yeah.
Well, so it's our 100th show. That doesn't make sense, Jim. If we've been on the air 2 years, my math tells me that's 104 shows.
Okay, Rain Man. We took 2 weeks off at Christmas each year. So that's 50 shows a year times 2 years equals 100 shows.
Hmm.
Got it?
4 minutes to Wapner. 4 minutes to Wapner.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Okay, Rain Man.
Well, I can't go any further without acknowledging, and I mean this sincerely, how enriching this experience has been for me, and I know for you. It takes a lot of time and work to do our show, but we've learned so much along the way. Thanks to the man sitting across from us, our producer, Mr. Jim Eggers, who's the executive director of WHRU Huntley Community Radio. This man wears more hats than yarmulkes worn at my synagogue.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of hats.
He is amazing, and he has made us sound better than we really are. So
that's
thank
true.
You, Jim. We're going to put a little something extra in your paycheck this Friday.
A little something extra in the pot, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh,
some
okay.
Some what?
In the pot.
Oh, in the pot. Okay.
Yeah, in the pot. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know, and the other thing that I like about him, that he referees our disagreements,
yes.
Which are many.
Yeah, which he stays totally out of.
Yeah. Okay, boys, stop it, stop it. You know, he's like a dad, even though he's the same age as us. It's like an older brother, maybe,
at the
same age. Anyway, Mark, this has been so much fun. And we've done a lot in the 2 years we've been doing this, not only playing great music, but we've had some really, really great guests to interview.
Yeah, and throughout the show, we will be naming the people we have been privileged to interview, and with more to come. But today, Jim and I are picking some of our favorite shows from the past 100 and play songs from those shows as well. And Jim, I don't know about you, but this was a very tough task for me because I've enjoyed all 100. So you're ready to go.
Well, you getting out of bed is a tough task too, isn't it, in the morning?
It is, getting out of bed and getting here,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, a man your age. Well, anyway, all right, let's get rocking. The first show from the past I want to honor is the show that we called Sweet Melissa. And it was in August of 2022 that we played this show. The show was all about my daughter, Melissa, who got married to a great guy named Logan just a few weeks prior to that show airing. And we played some of the songs on that show that Melissa chose to be played at the wedding ceremony and the reception. So the one song that I will be playing and will always be special to me is George Harrison's What Is Life? She chose this song to be played as they walked down the aisle right after they were proclaimed to be husband and wife. So for my daughter, Melissa, here is What Is Life by George Harrison.
What I feel
song, Jim. Love that song, and I was at the wedding, and it was very moving.
So, thank you, Mark.
Well, let's go back to our very first show. We were definitely wet behind the ears and nervous as heck. So we chose to stay in our comfort zone by doing a show on British interpretation of American blues. And if you remember, we covered the most influential British blues bands of the 1960s who basically told America, this is your musical heritage, you need to pay attention to it. And I did, anyways. For me, it was John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton that turned me into a blues lover and demonstrated what a rock guitar player could do with some blues licks, a Les Paul, and a Marshall amp turned up to 11.
10.
10, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
10's louder. No, 11's louder.
Yeah. Well, from that album, here is the song Steppin' Out. Eric Clapton on guitar, as everybody knows by now. Well, we have interviewed so many people associated with rock music these past 2 years, both musicians and writers.
Yes, we have. And we had very nice talks with two musicians who unfortunately are no longer with us, and that would be Jimmy Sons of the Shadows of Night and Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown. We miss you guys. And later in the show, we'll be talking about some of the other people that we interviewed.
Sounds good, Jim. Well, you are listening to the Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Well, since we're talking about the blues, let's continue with the blues theme. Okay, Mark? You happy with that?
I'm happy. More blues, the better.
That's right. Well, we did a show called Keeping the Blues Alive, which aired fairly recently in January of this year. And we highlighted this new artist on our show. And her name is Joanne Shaw Taylor, and she was also on our Women Who Rock the Guitar, which was on our July 2022 show. Mm-hmm. So I was so knocked out when I saw her in performance last year, and so were you.
Yeah, off.
She was just awesome.
Yeah.
And now we're both big fans. So the song that really shows off her talent that I want to play is called Can't You See What You're Doing to Me?
Thank you. Can't you see what you're doing to me? Can't you see what you're doing to me? Well, I know you won't leave me, darling. Going back to your old time used to be.
She plays a mean ex.
Yeah, that was Joanna Shaw Taylor.
All right. Jim, let's move on.
Okay.
As you know, I took piano lessons from the age of 8 through 13, but then quit because rock and roll bands were teaching me more than my piano teacher or sheet music could at that time. So this is why our ninth show on Piano Men was so special for me, Jim. And years ago, I remember coming to your house for the first time, sitting down at your electric piano, and I played the Doors version of Backdoor Man. But then you asked if I could play Riders of the Storm, because that was your favorite Doors song. So in honor of that occasion, do you remember that, by the way?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I don't care. So in honor of that occasion, and a legendary keyboard player, Ray Manzarek, not me, here are the Doors performing Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road,
was Riders on the Storm by The Doors. I love that keyboard. Ray Manzarek, great. Also from Chicago. Anyway, the next group appeared on two shows for us. First, they were on the Sweet Soul Music from December 2022 and Ladies with Soul and Funk from January 2022. And my favorite female soul vocal group of all time, Mark, is Martha and the Vandellas. I mean, I like all the other groups.
You have good taste, Jim.
I love their soul.
I do too.
They have a Take Me to Church Southern style of soul, which differed from the very polished sound of the Supremes. Nothing against the Supremes, but Martha and the Vandellas always made me feel the music more. So here's their song, Nowhere to Run, by Martha and the Vandellas.
I know you're looking for me.
that song doesn't get you up dancing, I don't know what will. That was Nowhere to Run by Martha and the Vandellas. And that brings us to the end of part one of our show today. Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where today we are celebrating our 2-year anniversary and our 100th show.